Elliott Lake City Council was full of kudos and congratulations after a report from Special Projects Manager Bill Golding that didn't give a firm opening date for the Reuben Wiley Jutte Aquatics Center but promised it would be soon. Status and end of project details were reported and discussed for more than 20 minutes at Council Monday evening. Golding provided a detailed report of the additional scope items that included an upgrade to the diving board, additional work for the hot tub, and $12,331.76 for change orders that were approved by staff but are unfunded by contingency. Responding to a question from Councillor Rick Bull, Golding explained that the additional diving board costs will provide a diving board with a side entrance, helping to resolve crowding and traffic issues that were experienced with the original board. A higher grade of stainless steel with a powder-coated finish is expected to provide longer-lasting equipment. Most of the additional costs are related to the hot tub and most of those, for the relocation of emergency shut-off equipment for code compliance. Golding noted the previous location was not very accessible. He described the long renovation process, beginning in 2022, when we replaced all the mechanicals in the pool, relating to air handling and heat recovery. It was after this new equipment was installed that we tried to fire up the pool again, and that's when we noticed all the leaking and engaged in the second project, he said. We had extensive testing done by a firm in Sudbury on the pool shell before we got started. Their findings were that it was in exceptionally good shape. Golding explained one of the additional expenses was for parging the pool before the final install of the liner, when it became apparent a previously planned method would not be adequate to ensure the old, existing pool tiles would not telegraph their pattern through the new liner over time. Councillor Luke Morissette inquired about the roof. Assistant Director of Public Works, Bart Doyle, informed that the roofing contractor was having some difficulties acquiring some of the required material, however, work is still expected to begin in a week and a half, on the time schedule previously described. Councillor Norman Mann commented, "I think an additional $32,000 tonight is reasonable considering the amount of work that has been done to the facility." Mann also noted agreement with Councillor Charles Flintoff's observation that the additional costs were very small compared to the overall size of the project. Councillor Helen Lefebvre said, "I think we need to give kudos to the staff that have helped to manage this project, so, congratulations on a job well done. Thank you." Mayor Wanen, "Yes, I also agree. I'd like to congratulate you all. It's a long wait for the citizens of Elliott Lake. The journey is coming to a close," the mayor said, before the council voted unanimously to approve the staff recommendations.